Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
October is National Pit Bull Awareness Month, followed by October 26th, a day recognizing this special breed. As we hear from KYW's Kimberly Adams, the campaign is in full swing at an animal shelter in Voorhees.
I would love people to open up their minds to adopting pit bulls.
It's National Pit Bull Awareness Month, says Maya Richmond, Executive Director of the Animal Welfare Association in Voorhees.
This was America's dog up until just a few decades ago when we see them associated with aggression and left to their devices in urban America to overpopulate and to be neglected.
And now there are more pit bulls in shelters than any other dog. The breed deserves far more respect, she adds.
These dogs arrived in America from England in the 1880s, and they were on the frontier. They were in the farmlands. They were caring for toddlers, and that's why they got the name nanny dogs.
And friends to soldiers in previous wars, companions then, and even better companions now.
If you're looking to welcome a pet in your home, a pandemic pet, you want a companion to walk with, jog with, you just want to snuggle, don't look for the negative that people have put out there, but look for the positive. They are amazing caring pets. They're amazing dogs.
Kimberly Adams, KYW News Radio.